who then is willing to consecrate himself this day unto the Lord. The Lord will bless today what we have heard, and also this reading from his own precious word. There are verses in the Bible that bring before us the past, the present, and the future. I'm thinking of Hebrews 13. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's the past, the present, and the future. There are verses in the Bible that deal with the present and that deal with the future. I do choose today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. There's the present and the future. There are verses in the Bible that deal with the cross. I go through the book of Deuteronomy and I read a word like this. Remember, remember, remember. Now, I don't want to think about the past of yesterday. I don't want to think about the future of tomorrow. But I want to think about the present of today. The first verse we read in the Bible, it's one of the most important verses in the whole of the Bible. You know, if God sees a thing once, it's important. And if God sees a thing twice, it's double important. And if God sees a thing four times in the Bible, and that verse you read three times in the Hebrew epistle and once in Psalm 95. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. I'm going to talk to you very simply at the close of the meeting on two things. I'm going to talk about the day of salvation, and I'm going to talk about the today of consecration. You know, sinners need to be saved. And you know, everyone would say amen to that. As my brother today has quoted, it's the best chorus in the hymn book. I've a soul to be saved, may this truth be engraved. That's the best chorus in the hymn book. And sinners need to be saved. And I say to every sinner this afternoon, you must be born again, or never enter heaven. 'Tis only blood washed ones that are there, the ransomed and forgiven, and sinners need to be saved. But I'm going to say this afternoon. Saints need to be saved. And servants need to be saved. And I want to emphasize it this afternoon, beloved. Sinners need to be saved. And saints need to be saved. And servants of God need to be saved. And that's why we have conferences, meetings. You know what I believe? If we saw more results this afternoon, we might see more results this evening. And the tragedy of the hour is this. we come to conference gatherings. And the tragedy is that we might leave worse than we came. That was to emphasize this afternoon, saints need to be saved and sinners need to be saved. What did our brother quote in prayer this afternoon? Will every Christian listen? Turn us again, O God. Cause thy face to shine upon us. And we shall be saved. Now I want to make it very clear. Sin in a sinner. And sin in a saint. And sin in a servant is exactly the same as far as God is concerned. Now I'm going to say something, you might ship me from this place, but I'm going to say it. There was a time when sin was black. It's turning grey. And it will soon be white. I tell you today, dear child of God, we need to be saved. Let me ask you a question. What does sin do for a sinner? It makes them naked in the sight of God. You remember Luke chapter 10? The man on the Jericho road, get the picture of the man. He's naked. He's wounded. And he's half dead. That's what sin does for the sinner. What does sin do for the saint? Will you listen today to Revelation chapter 3? Thou knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So what sin did for the sinner in Luke chapter 10? Sin does exactly the same for the saint in Revelation chapter 3. You know, I was thinking of Noah this morning. And you know, I trembled as I thought of that man of God. What's the first thing in the Bible said about Noah? Noah was a righteous man. And the last thing in the Bible said about Noah is this. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. You know three things mark Noah? Noah walked with God. And Noah worked for God. And you know, Noah worshipped God. But you know, when I come to Genesis chapter 9, listen to what I read about Noah. He began to be a husbandman. And he drank of the wine. And there's three things said about Noah in Genesis chapter 9. Listen this afternoon, beloved, here. Noah was drunken. And Noah was asleep. And Noah was naked. And what happened to Noah? It happened to me. And what happened to Noah could happen to you. And I'm going to quote Philip's translation today of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Listen to it. Let him that thinketh he standeth today take heed lest he fall tomorrow. Now, I'm going to say it. Our brother has said it. I'm going to say it again. The world, it is coming in like a flood. There was a day when the assembly was in the world. But today the world is in the assembly. I tell you today, young Christian, you need to be saved from one thing. You need to be saved from worldliness. For remember, friendship with the world is enmity against God, and it's the day of salvation. Secondly, very quickly, I want to think about the day of consecration. You know, they've changed that word and I don't like it. I hear brethren talking today about commitment. And I'll be honest, I think it's a poor substitute for consecration. And I come to my desk today and I want it to be as a challenge. Listen today to the words of David. Who then is willing this day to consecrate themselves unto the Lord? I'm going to say this today. God doesn't want 50% of your life. And God doesn't want 70% of your life. And God doesn't want your bank book, He doesn't need it. God wants you. God wants you. You know, there is a woman making her way in India. She was making her way to the Ganges. She had a boy that was very sickly, and she had a boy that was strong and healthy. And as she came to the Ganges River, she took that boy that was strong and healthy, and she cast that boy into the river, a sacrifice to her God. The next morning, a dear lady met the woman, and she said something like this: "Why did you take the boy that was strong and healthy? Why did you not take the boy that was weak and sickly and present him to your God?" Did you listen today to the words of that dear woman? My God deserves the best. My God deserves the best. God wants your eyes to behold Him. God wants your ears to listen to Him. God wants your hands to work for Him. God wants your heart to love Him. And God wants your feet to walk in His path. And the question is this: who then is willing to consecrate himself this day unto the Lord? My final thought is this: it's a day of expectation. You know, I always think it's good to close a conference with the thought of the Lord's coming. You know, the old sister had before her a phrase, will you listen to it today, beloved? Her heart today. Not tomorrow. Her heart today. Over 25 years ago, I was at the conference in Toronto at Easter. And Brother Arthur Gooding spoke at that conference 25 years ago. And he quoted a hymn that day I never forgot. Will you listen to it? He looked not for the beast to come, or for the great false prophet. Ye scan not skies for signs of men, such studies do not profit. Ye make not tribulation days, nor seek ye death to take us. Ye look for God's beloved Son, none from the thought can shake us. Our Lord is coming, this we know. Some day, some night, some noon. And though we have no date to show, we know He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. With joy we'll welcome His returning. It may be morning, it may be night or noon, I know my Lord is coming soon, with the day of salvation, with the day of consecration, with the day of expectation.